This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Up next, we'll talk about what to expect in the world of tech in 2018. But first, these tech news headlines. In China, Tencent and the Ministry of Public Security are teaming up for a pilot program that uses Tencent's popular WeChat app as a digital identification system. That's according to the state-run Xinhua News Agency, which says it could be rolled out nationwide as an alternative to state-issued ID cards. WeChat is already used by more than 980 million people in China. The new program would allow them to create a digital ID that could be used anywhere the state ID is required, like on public transportation. Lawmakers want to crack down on the online sex trade, and that could mean rolling back a 1990s law that gives websites like Backpage.com legal immunity for their users' activity. A House committee is working with tech firms to combat the problem, and Senate lawmakers have been working with victims' advocates. While tech firms say they want to address the problem, many are also fearful that changes to the law could lead to costly lawsuits from victims. And finally, want to take a peek into Uber's finances? The ride-sharing app isn't required to publicly disclose them, but the Wall Street Journal has crunched the numbers by taking a look at Uber's quarterly statements in 2017. The analysis found the company's growth slowed down a bit between the second and third quarters of the year as compared to the first and second quarters. To get a closer look, head to our website, wsj.com. Coming up, a peek at what's in store for the tech sector this year. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back. The tech sector had a good year in 2017, and there's more to come this year, from new electric cars to advances in artificial intelligence. And tech giants Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Apple all have big plans for the new year. Joining me now via Skype from Baltimore, Maryland, to break down what to expect in tech this year is Wall Street Journal reporter Christopher Mims. Christopher, let's start with the tech giants. All of them made some big moves in 2017. Amazon acquired Whole Foods, Apple launched new iPhones. What do we know about what the big four have on tap for this year?
There's a lot coming. Naturally, they are typically secretive about it. I'll throw out some predictions that could happen in the next couple of years. Apple is working very hard on augmented reality, and we might eventually get some goggles from them. It's pretty clear that's not going to happen right away, but you are going to get a lot more AR on your phone. And my prediction would be that that's going to come first in the form of games rather than as enterprise software or something like that. Amazon is going to continue learning from Whole Foods. Analysts think that what's going on there is they're going to learn from how Whole Foods builds a supply chain, and then they will apply that knowledge to other physical retail. And, you know, whether or not that means Amazon's going to make a second acquisition in 2018, they are already apparently making moves into, you know, the pharmacy space, possibly healthcare. It would not be a year in tech without a new business launch or an acquisition from Amazon. Google can seem like, at this point, kind of the old man of the tech companies, you know, aside from like Oracle and Microsoft. But Google is doing interesting things. They have actually taken search share back from Amazon in terms of retail. They are pumping out more and more hardware. Their Chrome ecosystem has matured. Their own branded Android devices are now competitive with Apple. It's been a long, slow burn with Google, but 2018, we might finally see some diversification in their revenue streams away from advertising.
And talking about artificial intelligence, we already have tech assistants like Siri and Alexa. What improvements can we expect to see as that technology advances?
We're definitely seeing AI cropping up everywhere in two ways. The first is it is becoming utterly mundane for people to put so-called machine learning algorithms in their software. It doesn't matter what you do. Everybody's using it now. It's as ubiquitous as cloud became in the previous few years. The other thing that we're seeing is just this explosion of voice control. I mean, I'm somebody who plays with a lot of these devices, and frankly, the more of them that I add to my home, the more utility I get out of all of them. Each one is different, has different strengths. You know, Google is obviously great for answering questions. Alexa is great for accessing Amazon's ecosystem. And Apple has its own smart speaker coming out. Sonos is going to be Alexa powered. Alexa's coming to cars. I think that basically, especially this year,
there isn't going to be a device that you have access to that you're buying as of 2018 that doesn't give you some kind of voice control. It's just becoming table stakes.
And let's talk about cars, electric cars especially. Tesla is expected to roll out its long-awaited Model 3 in the coming months, but it's also going to be facing some competition in that area.
Right. Tesla's a gamble. I think $22 billion in liabilities, and investors seem content to give them money forever. You always wonder if it's going to be the year that they finally implode. I think if they can deliver on the Model 3, that won't happen. They're supposed to deliver it in significant numbers. In addition, you're getting a whole raft of other electric vehicles, which, when I talk to industry experts, Musk can take credit for a lot of them. He really pushed big automakers to move into electric vehicles much more quickly than I think they otherwise would have been comfortable with. You're seeing an extended range Nissan Leaf that's coming in under $30,000. That's without the federal and state incentives. Honda is finally releasing a Chevy Volt competitor. So you're seeing a bunch of these plug-in hybrids where their battery range is long enough that it's effectively an electric vehicle with a range extender. I think people forget about that when they talk about electric vehicles. The Bolt is going to be delivered in large numbers. So 2018 is really the first year that if you are an American consumer who wants to buy an electric vehicle and wants a drop-in replacement for a gasoline vehicle and you don't want to pay luxury prices, you finally have some choice.
And switching gears to another big tech story in 2017, the rise of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Should we expect digital currency to become more legitimate this year?
Definitely you are seeing digital currency become more legitimate, despite the recent crash in prices of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. That's to be expected. The volumes being traded aren't that big on a global scale, so it's still going to be very volatile. But you're seeing, you know, big banks start cryptocurrency trading desks. You're seeing people find new applications. Bitcoin may not be that useful as money, but it is certainly working as a highly volatile store of value. And you have, frankly, a lot of really intelligent people working on alternatives to it that could actually be used as a means of exchange. Whether one of those takes off in 2018, I don't know. My personal view, though, is the digital currency that all of us end up transacting with alongside our credit cards and cash will probably be born in 2018.
And finally, let's talk about some of the downsides in the tech world. Security continues to be a concern, as we saw the big Equifax hack in 2017. What can consumers expect this year as we increasingly live our lives in the digital space?
I think we're seeing more and more vulnerabilities at these big companies. And one of the problems is that security is something that is very hard to slap onto these large, complicated systems after the fact. It's kind of hard to imagine a hack bigger and worse than Equifax, but, you know, it's not unlikely in 2018. The other thing that's going to start to happen in 2018 is we're going to start to see some of the repercussions of this. We're going to see people whose identities are stolen or who have loans taken out in their names, and it's traceable to one of these earlier hacks. I also always worry about the sort of underlying problem of more and more data on our location, on our purchase history, being gathered by so-called online data brokers who are basically unregulated in the U.S. and who could get hacked, probably already have been hacked, in order to form dossiers on, you know, every American that the Chinese government can access. The question is, at what point does it become apparent that all of that data is already available somewhere?
What are some of the ways that consumers can protect themselves?
That's really challenging at this point. The Equifax hack illustrated the point that whether or not you've opted in to these systems, this data exists. There are basic security measures you can take, and, you know, we certainly covered them at the Journal. You can exercise good password hygiene, but we are really at a place now where, you know, frankly, only collective action is going to preserve our privacy. So much of this data is gathered on us, whether or not we realize it, and in some cases without our express permission.
I've been speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Christopher Mims on what to expect in tech in 2018. Christopher, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
For more on this story, head to our website, WSJ.com. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.